America today is in a state of emergency. An unjust healthcare system is killing people as we talk. 600,000 people have just been killed by a failed healthcare system, and hundreds of thousands of them, the British expert journal Lancet very specifically states, died because they didn't have adequate healthcare. The bad news doesn't stop there. President Biden and Speaker Pelosi have had 2 months to introduce legislation to fix the eviction crisis. Biden put through a stopgap measure at the last minute, which everybody knew was illegal, and then did nothing for another month. So the eviction moratorium has been now defeated in court, and millions of people are facing disaster in the midst of a COVID epidemic, as well as general social disaster. The bad news still doesn't stop there. Due to the failure to monitor what's going on by the Biden administration, the most important instant test for COVID, the Abbott Labs test, has been allowed to go into a very low level of production due to corporate greed and incompetence, facing an absolute emergency in testing for the virus all over the country. This is the very important self-test test, which is the only quick way to test if a person has COVID. It is not 100% accurate for a variety of technical details, but it's absolutely vital. Meanwhile, the unemployment payments are ending. So this nation is in a bad way. Now, logically, so-called progressives should be furiously moving to take action here. Emergency health care should be at the top of the progressive agenda. It is not. Bernie Sanders cut a disastrous deal with the Biden administration, which betrayed the commitment of progressives to universal health care. He said he couldn't do any better, but we don't see he really tried. Sanders didn't even bother introducing the Medicare for All bill this year, and he and Congresswoman Jayapal did not introduce their emergency health care bill, which would have provided vital emergency health care to people who were not rich. The story just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. The exchanges for health care, which were opened during the emergency, were then closed on August 15th, and there was not a peep of protest from the Progressive Caucus. So people keep on getting killed. Now, there's some people who seem to suggest that we just ought to wait around until we vote on the $3.5 trillion mess that Sanders negotiated with Biden. This is garbage. It is morally unacceptable. So action needs to be taken now. We need to treat an emergency like an emergency. We have to ask some pretty tough questions if the people who want to postpone action until the $3.5 trillion sellout or bad deal or whatever you want to call it is passed, how many people do they want to get killed while they fiddle around? That's just unacceptable. Congresswoman Jayapal stated that she thinks President Biden's programs deserve an A, and that his budget was, quote, music to her ears. Is it, what kind of music is Congresswoman Jayapal listening to? The Biden budget contains not a nickel for student debt relief, not a nickel, so maybe that's musically great for her. It totally betrays the commitment to universal health care. President Biden has promised that he can provide health care for all without single payer. Good. So where's the progressive challenge to him to deliver the goods? We don't seem to hear anything. The $3.5 trillion bad deal is very unlikely to pass to begin with, and if it does pass, it's going to use up money that's needed for universal health care, and student debt relief. There should be, people should stop playing games about this. This is what it's about. So does anybody really think that free community college is worth killing people for? And that's exactly what you're talking about. If you're taking money to keep people alive and doing it for free community college, that is a sick and evil perspective. So it's time for progressives to deal with the social crisis. If they do not, is there any real point in having a progressive movement in this country? And have we not had an enormous betrayal of the American people? 600,000 people have been killed. We have to ask people like Senator Sanders and Congresswoman Jayapal, is that just not enough people getting killed for you to get serious about health care? And getting serious about health care means passing something like their emergency health care bill. Put it on the agenda. Some people say it might not pass. Well, you know, you don't know until you put it out there, and that's what they should pressure Biden about. If not, progressives can do a lot of things. They can shut down the Congress if they want to, and that should be actively contemplated. We have a basic issue. Is killing poor people okay with progressives? If it is not, drastic action needs to be taken to provide universal health care, which is what every other country in the world provides. That's the end of this lecture.